Okay, there we go. And you all just pray that the Lord would meet us here. I'm thankful for already what we've heard. The beauty of the Bible is that it's living, right? You can read the same chapter. You could have over the years, you could hear 100 different preachers preach on the same verse, and it's just sweet how the power of God works. So we're just going to get into the Word. If you want to turn there, you can turn to Romans, and it's the 8th chapter. And we're going to start in the 22nd verse. And it says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, awaiting for the adoption, to wit, of the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also help in our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." We were thinking about that this week, and the answered prayers that we've had, and it ain't just me, but we've been talking amongst each other, and we have to marvel at the workings of God. I don't know about you, but when I was a young Christian, a lot of times I'd have a trouble or a problem or maybe a disagreement, and I thought I had to work it out in my mind how the Lord was going to mend things, what I was going to have to do. But I'm telling you now, I don't know how many times my lack of or inability to have a vivid imagination, though it is very vivid, has limited God, because we ain't got to figure it out, bless your heart. What we got to do is spend time in prayer. I don't know about you, but when I was a young Christian, there was a many a time, as young Christians do, they struggle. There's a many a time I bowed at the altar and I said, I didn't know what to say, but there was some godly brother or sister pouring their heart out, making intercession for sometimes for me. Did you ever have your mama pray for you in church? You know she's praying for you, though she wouldn't say your name. And sometimes you're just too proud, to ask for help. You'd bow your head, and you know, all you could say was, "Oh God, me too. What he's praying." Oh, but I want to tell you something. It's good, is it not? We was listening about the drought that come back terrible through the land, what they called it, the dirty 30s, when the Dust Bowl hit Oklahoma and Kansas. It just blew dirt all the way to New York City. Blackened the earth. There was a man talking about the chickens out in his yard. They blow dirt drifts 4 foot deep in the middle of a town. Can you imagine that? I can't get my mind around that. He'd say, "Come out." There'd be the chickens with their eyes totally blind from the dirt. I'm telling you, this old world, has it not, has grown many times because in the garden sin entered into this world. The creatures and God's creation did not ask to be diverted from the perfectness that God had. Oh, but I'm glad that Jesus said, "I'll go
send me. When he came, it all could be restored. I don't know about you, but I've prayed a many a time. Have you ever prayed a prayer? Oh, you don't even mold. Oh, something so precious, something so tender to your heart, you dare even whisper it. I'm telling you, the Bible tells me that we have a Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God will make intercession. When we can't put the words together, the Lord sees our need anyway. We can bow our knee. I'm not telling you now, because the Holy Spirit knows what you need, then he can get it figured out. But the Bible says, if we humble ourselves, then he'll lift us up. Oh, but I want to tell you something. If we lift up the cross of Christ, the cross of Christ, we're going to be persecuted. But the beauty of it is that the Lord is going to be making intercession with the Holy Spirit. You said it, brother, when you said that Jesus Christ, he said, I must go away, but I'm going to send a comforter. There ain't none matter. Have you lost something dear? Have you made up for mess of your life? And you say, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you what you can do when you can't even put the words on together. Just bow your head wherever you're at and ask the Lord. Lord, I'm so confounded. I don't know what to pray. But I'm asking you, Lord, give me what I need. Even when I myself don't know what it is. Aren't you glad? Sometimes preachers don't like preaching hard messages. Aren't you glad God sent a man willing to preach a hard message? Without them hard messages, it don't do us no good. I believe it's in Jeremiah where the Bible says that there were those old prophets, false prophets, said, I dreamed a dream, and this and this and that. And the Lord said, well, them prophets can dream a dream, but you speak my word. I'm telling you, you think you're going to heaven, and you ain't heard the truth. You ain't heard the word. It's just a dream. If a preacher, week after week, tells you about heaven, and don't tell you how to get there, it's just a dream, and you'll never taste of it. My son, this morning, Robbie, don't take this wrong. He said, I had a dream about Wobby Worth. He said he was camping. Remember what you said? About camping in the front yard. That's the way it is with the things of God. If we get close to him, then we can dream dreams. But I want to tell you something. My God, if we believe the truth, if we hold on to the truth, he's the kind of God that'll give us answers, and we'll see those fulfillment of those dreams, and it won't just be dreams, as it were. You know what? We heard something. You know how it is. Charlie, I knew he's going to have a revival because the messages that the Lord been sending, I truly believe he was preparing the church that we'd get a revival. And then we've seen some turmoil here and there. And I kind of felt a little bitterness. Do you ever feel like that? Sometimes I wish I could dehorn the devil. I know he ain't got horns, but you know what I'm saying? I get so angry. I want to tell you something. And how I felt that old, a strange fire burning up in my heart. I want to tell you something before I got saved. I hated everybody but my family. I'd rather kill you than just talk to you. Oh, when God saved my soul, He took that old hard heart and He melted it. When I first was called to preach, I couldn't hardly preach for crying any good. Well, praise His holy name. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You say, Darrell, what on earth's wrong with you? You got something in your britches. I've got something in my heart that make me want to serve the Most High God. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I think I'm pretty done, Daddy. I don't want to take time for nobody. But I want to tell you something. That old fire in my heart, if you ain't careful, I will tell this, and then we'll shut up. But I had a son, he turned his back on the Lord, and his raised him, was out doing drugs, and I was broken. But I'm telling you, Darrell's always been that way. When Darrell gets mad, he gets or when Darrell gets scared, he gets angry, and I was angry, and not at God. But the situation, and me and Levi, we was working, clearing out the fence, and putting the fence in, and we had a neighbor, and we didn't cut a lime tree of one outside of the cedars. And anyhow, he come out there, and he said, we was trying to move the fence. I said, mister, you can see the water in the trees. We ain't moving no fence. And he wanted to move it here. He wanted to move it there. And the Bible tells me and you that we are to live in peace with all men if it's possible. So I moved the fence a corner, 6 foot. I thought, it ain't worth the trouble. God's gave me everything I had. I reckon I can move a fence, 6 foot. But he still was arguing. And so he come over there. After we tamped all them cedar posts, he's about that big. And he took his tractor and he busted them in the ground and pushed them out. I had a son as I'm seeing. And then old Levi called him at it. He got angry too. And he went on over there with the four-wheeler. God is good, is He not? And He protects His children. And sometimes He protects my great-great aunt. She would say, God watches after fools and babies. And you ain't no baby. Well, you know what? The Lord was in control that time. And my son didn't catch up with him. The point being is, we come home. And after all that work, I can't remember now. It's a half-mile fence. I don't know how many points was. It was actually over a half-mile, three-quarter. I don't know how many fence poles he busted off. I felt that old strange fire that Aaron's sons offered on the altar. Oh, and it burned in me, and I trembled, and I asked the Lord, oh God, I know that I've got to live for You. I want to see my son saved. But you know what? It was just, I prayed and prayed and thought I had it all figured out. He called me and gave me cussing. I tell you what, sometimes it's hard, is it not, to walk the Christian walk where we had a dream, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but you ain't responsible for your dreams, are you? Well, let's just preach a little while. I had a dream, and I set his house on fire, and I shot him and everyone one of his children as they run out of that house. I woke up wet and sweat, sitting on the edge of my, I've been a preacher and a Christian for decades, and I sat on the edge of my bed and I trembled. And old devil, said, Daryl, you can be responsible for your dreams. But I knew different. I knew the love of God abided in my heart like it should. That there shouldn't be there. So what I did was I said, all right, Lord, I'm in trouble. If I need help, and for over a year, I fasted and I gave the Lord God Almighty my supper. And long story short, because we already said we're going to quit, long story short, before it's all over with, my neighbor calls me and we talk peaceably. The fence was put about 20 foot over on him, and he paid to have it surveyed, and they said that's where it ought to go. I'm telling you, when God fights your battles, you win every time. I ain't talking about worldly money, honey, but what I'm talking about is that God's so good that when the devil says, look at what I took, he says, look at what I gave. And when you're in trouble, give more. When you're scared, pray more. And when you've done all you can do, let us all know that the Holy Spirit groans on our behalf and communicates to the Father what we need. Go ahead, Daddy.